Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another week, another podcast. Mario Lopez here. Frazier Nichols also here with me. And for this episode of Listen to Mario, we're going to talk to someone who's really interesting, fascinating dude named Manny Mua. Actually, his name is Manny Gutierrez. Mua stands for makeup artist. And I thought it was sort of some sort of hidden message, but it's literally makeup artist. And that's what he is. He's a YouTuber, an influencer who gained a massive following after he started doing these makeup tutorials online, which, by the way, is really hard to break out because so many people do those. So you've got to be really good.
Was he one of the first to kind of do that?
I think he was one of the first males that was really good at doing not only female makeup, but makeup for males. And now it's become a whole thing. And it led him to actually becoming the first ever male ambassador for Maybelline a couple years back, which is an iconic brand and a huge deal. He even made it onto Forbes 2018 30 under 30 list, even launched his own makeup brand. Pretty impressive for an influencer and a real young guy. And I have a pretty funny connection to him that I'm going to explain. So he's going to be here shortly. But speaking of influencers, Time Magazine just dropped their 2019 list of the most influential people on the internet. Another makeup tutorial YouTuber, James Charles, made that list, and that dude's had a lot of controversy. Nevertheless, he was on there, and who knows if we'll see if he remains, but a whole bunch of other guys. Who else, Frazier?
So there are different categories in this. Under the musicians, Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X. That dude definitely is the biggest breakout. I was going to say one-hit wonder, but it's too soon to call a guy one-hit wonder. You got to give him what's the appropriate amount of time, like 2-3 years?
I give it a couple years. I'm really good at sort of predicting who's going to be a one-hit wonder. You
and
can ask Nichols.
And what's your prediction?
He can verify that I've predicted a lot of people to be one-hit wonders.
You know who I did not think was going to be a one-hit wonder, and sadly it's been a couple years and haven't heard anything from him? Gautier.
Yeah,
I really like that song.
And
I thought he was unique and had a really cool voice.
It was a good song. But Frazier actually said he would be a one-hit wonder in 2012.
I was surprised by that. And I guess it's fair to call him that, at least at the moment, right? I'm rooting for him to come back because I thought he had a really cool sounding voice. Very different.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't a gimmicky song. It sounded like a really original, like, song that you might hear this whole new era of this type of music,
right,
and it just didn't.
My thing is, when I make these very accurate predictions that I've made, I will go and actually kind of sample all the other music that they have on the album
out. You do research then,
and I don't even like listen to the full songs. I sample them, and if the single is so different from the other stuff that's on the album, then they're typically going to be a one hit wonder.
Was that the case with Gautier?
Yes, it was.
What was the rest of his stuff like?
I don't remember because I listened to it years ago. It was like 2012, but it didn't really fit what he had done with somebody I used to know.
And that song holds up, by the way. Also, who was the female that was on it? Because she made it really cool, too.
Kimbra, I think.
Yes, she also added a lot to it. But okay, so what's your prediction on Lil Nas X?
Have you heard more from her?
Not that I'm aware of.
I think with him Because there are so many other artists that are interested in working with him, I think we're going to see him do more stuff. However, the EP he put out, which was like 7 songs or something, didn't really pop like he wanted it to.
Okay, well, he's still got a couple years.
He's got so some time. He's got some time.
Seen. Who else?
BTS, who actually just remixed the Old Town Road.
Ironically, yeah, they're going to be all right, those kids. At least they're a phenomenon for a pretty good long time now.
Yeah, and globally, like their fan base, I don't mean this in a negative way, but they're insane.
Passionate.
Ariana Grande made the list this year.
I could see that. She had a lot of drama going on in her life, really. So everyone was sort of hanging on every word to see how she was going to react to the death of her ex-boyfriend and the new album, then getting engaged again. So yes.
And she had the bombing in Manchester her concert.
Yeah,
and,
exactly. I mean,
there was so much there. Cardi B, which does not shock me because on the internet, Cardi B is one of my favorite people to follow.
She is a naughty follow.
She is hilarious.
And you would think that becoming a mom might chill her out. Nope.
And if you ever meet me in person, I'll do my impression. Politicians made the list too. Donald Trump, obviously, who's huge on Twitter, or huge.
He's KOT, king of Twitter.
Yeah. AOC, of course.
KOT to AOC, okay.
Who is basically his nemesis now, I believe. Or one of them.
Well, the four horsewomen, as he's calling them.
The squad.
The squad,
yes.
Right? I think he referred to them as the four.
It wasn't him. It was...
Someone else did. Okay.
It was a different senator or someone. But.
Right. Okay, well, the squad, yes.
Yeah, the squad.
Sort of elevated all their
platforms.
Brands, platforms, if you will, right?
And then Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
They don't really tweet or post
I
too
thought
much,
they
right?
weren't even allowed to be on social media.
Yeah.
I thought that was one of the rules that the Queen has or something.
I'm not digging that.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's other YouTube stars and stuff. There's people who make comedy sketches and all that. It's a really interesting list.
Yeah, if you want to check out that list, just head over to onwithmari.com and let's get to our guests right now.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Influencer, YouTuber, and male makeup ambassador Manny Mua.
Listen to Mario!
Manny Muo, welcome to the podcast, man. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I've been wanting to meet you for the longest time.
Really?
Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, listen, whenever someone from my hometown
yes,
and
Chula
Vista in the house and, you know, fellow Mexican kid from the barrio right there
yes,
is doing well.
The 619.
Always, yes, the 619. Always want to support.
Yeah.
So you know I know your mom and dad.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Super, super cool. You went to high school with them.
Went to, yeah. Well, junior high, too. Junior
oh,
high
shit.
And high. Since we were 12. That's all right. That's all right.
Sorry.
But yeah, grew up with Greca.
That's
and
awesome.
It's so funny, which makes me feel incredibly old.
Oh,
that you could
God,
be my
no.
son, right? You could be my son
yeah,
since I grew
right.
up. That's a trip. So did your mom tell
Small
you
world.
And your dad tell
yeah.
you that we haven't? What? That's so funny,
it's
man.
So crazy.
So what high school did you go to in Chula Vista?
I went to Otay.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like definitely more of like a newer high school. Like when it came out, like back a couple years ago when I was in high school.
Yeah.
It got built recently. Like, cause like now they're like building up all the way up into like East Lake and all
yeah,
those areas.
Yeah.
And it's like crazy. There was nothing there before. So now there's like high schools and everything.
And it's its own district now, huh?
Yeah,
like East Lake and Otay
mm-hmm.
and this and that. So that's also, yeah, yeah. man, right? Chula,
it's so crazy that you're from Chula Vista too. Like, it's just a trip to me.
I love it. And you mm-hmm. live in LA now.
I live in LA. Mm-hmm.
How do you like it?
I love it. I literally live like 5 minutes away from here. I live like in Studio City.
Convenient.
Yeah, so it was a really perfect
great
timing.
Neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about you being the first male ambassador. I mean, this is a pretty big honor, and being the first of anything
mm-hmm.
is awesome. How'd it come about?
Honestly, it was well fun. Well, first of all, it's like absolutely amazing, and I'm so honored to be Maybelline's first boy ambassador. But in like March of 2016, they posted me for the first time on their Instagram, and it was the first time a drugstore brand like at that caliber posted a boy. So it was like such a big thing, and it was such a like whoa moment. So so they posted that, and they said like they saw that they got so much positive feedback. And then we kind of started our partnership from then on, and I was chosen to be in People's like magazine with them, like People's 20 people to watch. And then they're like, we want to take this partnership to another level, like a commercial with you. And I was kind of joking around. And they're like, oh, we would love that. And I'm like, really? Like, okay, perfect. Let's do this. So
wow.
we started our partnership and
yeah.
it's been like really, really good.
So, I mean, that's yeah. big time, man.
yeah.
For them to decide you, that's great. And mm-hmm. you have a huge social media presence. I mean, millions of followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I follow you.
Oh, thank you.
YouTube. So, mm-hmm. so what's your secret to getting such a huge following? And how did that happen?
I started it because it was like, I just felt like there wasn't a lot of boys representing in the beauty world. There was a couple, there was like three or four, but I wasn't like, I just didn't think that was enough. So I wanted to just start and be like, okay, if there's these boys doing it, why can't I? And so I started it and just, I was very specific about the content I wanted to post. Like, I'm a dude that wears makeup and it's fun for me. It's not like I'm trying to be a girl. Like it has nothing to do with that. It's just me like having my creative freedom basically with when it comes to content.
Right.
And I feel like that's what kind of gravitated towards people a lot in the beginning, that like, oh, it's a guy that's wearing makeup. It's not like a guy who's trying to look feminine. And it's not, it wasn't that. So I feel like that was such a weird thing 3 years ago, and people followed me because of it. And yeah.
And was there a moment when you realized like your YouTube channel was creating a lot of buzz and became like a hot item?
When I hit 100,000 subscribers is when I quit my job, like in real life. So I was like, you know what? I'm making enough like to survive on my own right now with having 100,000 subscribers, and I'm not going to work at Mac anymore, because I was working at Mac.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, like it was too crazy, because like I would go to work and then I would get recognized and my managers would be so mad at me, and they're like, okay, really, like, you're not working. And I'm like, well, what do you expect me to do, dude? Like, I literally am like freaking, like, people are coming up to me saying hi. I can't just say like, oh, I'm working. Like, that's not possible. So I quit, and I just kind of,
now you're self-employed.
Yeah, now self-employed. And now I'm my own boss.
So how did the passion for makeup come about? Did you just fall into it, or?
Honestly, it just kind of happened. Like, I was always like intrigued by makeup for so long, since like I would watch my mom put makeup on, and when I was super, super little, and I would love just the aspect of transformation.
Oh, by the way, I totally can see your mom and you right now. They say
yeah.
you look like your mom, huh?
Oh, I get it. Like, literally get it.
I was like, oh my God, take me back to seventh grade.
No, literally,
right here.
Literally like all the time. But I would watch her put makeup on, and I thought it was so cool, and I love the transformation aspect of it, and she would be so confident, and I loved that. So I always was intrigued by it. But then when I was about 21 and I was working at a restaurant in Hillcrest in San Diego, which is like a gay area, and the restaurant I was working at was closing, and I'm like, great. I'm like so screwed, like I'm not gonna have a job. And a friend of mine posted on his Facebook and was like, hey, so we're looking for someone to like work at Sephora. And I was like, you know, that sounds like fun. I'm like, I don't have any experience, but might as well just apply, because I have like I think I had a good personality. So I applied and I actually got hired with no experience. And they're like, let's just try, like, you just do what you want to do, like wear makeup at work if you want to, you don't have to. So I would practice and work and do what I would do at home, like at work. And it just kind of like happened. I fell in love with it
and,
because I was wearing it.
Did you take classes, or was it
no,
did somebody
it was
just
all self-taught.
Really?
Like on YouTube, like I would literally look up YouTube tutorials and I would look up like on Instagram, seeing photos and just write, I would just try my hardest to recreate them. And that's kind of how I did it.
But it can, is it, you make it sound really easy. Is it that easy? Or no. you've got, well, that's what I was going to say. So yeah. You've got like a certain talent, obviously. It's not like I can just start looking at YouTube videos and turn that, into an artist.
So I I think that it just comes with like working hard and like the drive for it. You know, I think that I saw something that I loved and I like became infatuated with it and I like went so hard into that. So that's kind of what was important to me. Like I wanted to just be like fully enveloped in makeup. So that became my passion and I practiced and practiced every single day. I would wear makeup every single night. I would literally practice in my room to try to get better and better and better. And I got to a point where I was like proud of the work I was doing.
Can you get better like practicing on yourself or do you have to be doing it on someone else?
It depends. I would do both. You know, I would practice on other people and I would practice on myself. For me, I feel like if you don't have someone else to do makeup on, just do it on yourself. Like it's totally fine. You know, even if you're like guy, girl, whatever it may be, just practice on yourself because just having the hand of practice is what is going to give you that like the practice basically.
Yeah, it's a skill set. Yeah, so you gotta keep developing. Yeah. So and then I've seen on your feed, I mean, how did you go from like working at Sephora and now you're doing makeup for like all these big stars? Like who are some of the people you've worked with?
Well, I actually don't do makeup on people anymore. I like can't do clients only because it gets like so intensely busy that and I feel guilty like canceling. So if I'm like traveling.
That's a good problem right there.
I'm like if I'm traveling and I can't cancel. I would feel guilty. But I have worked with a lot of people like when it comes to like collaborations and I met a lot of people and I've gone to many like award shows like the Golden Globes and I've done so many other things and met really, really cool people. But I've never really done like celebrity makeup on anyone because I went straight from working at Sephora and MAC to Manny MUA. So I was like, I just had to do it on myself only.
So like when I saw Nicki Minaj give you a shout out, that was just because she was a fan?
No, I think so. What happened was like since I became the first Maybelline ambassador, like a lot of different celebrities like Ashton Kutcher too gave me a shout out and said like this was really, really great. And I think that it was one of those things where it's like they saw that the times were changing and they saw that it doesn't matter if you're a girl or a boy, like it's just about like gender equality. And I think that was just kind of what it was. I had never met Nicki or worked with her ever, but she still shouted me out.
Wow, look at that, man. You got celebrity fans right there.
I was like, okay, like this is cool. So I was just like, yeah, I was kind of freaking out, not gonna lie.
So what are some of the common mistakes that people make when they're putting on makeup that maybe they're not realizing?
I wouldn't say necessarily common mistakes, but a lot of people do ask me like why their makeup doesn't last all day, or they ask me like why does their face get really cakey throughout the day. This happens to me all the time. Like they always get asked that, but I always say if you're not taking care of your skin first and you're not using like primer and moisturizer or like eye cream, like that's gonna be really, really important. Like you can't just expect your makeup to react well to your face if you're not taking care of it. So I think that people have like a misconception of like wearing makeup is like you go straight in with foundation and call it a day. And it's like, no, you need to do a lot of like prep work. You need to exfoliate your skin, moisturize it. You need to do a lot of things to make your makeup look good on your skin. A lot of people ask me that. And I'm like, oh, what are you guys doing? What's your skincare routine? They're like, oh, I just wash my face with soap, like a bar of soap. And I'm like, okay, well, that is literally your problem. Like you need to do more. Need to do more. No, you look fine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I wasn't going for fine.
You look good.
There we go, Manny Moe.
Like flying.
All right. Give me your top three celebrities who just nail it with makeup all the time.
Well, usually the makeup artists are the ones doing the makeup, and like not to be shady towards the celebrity.
Correct. Okay, well, who gets it right?
You know what I mean? But yes. I love like the makeup. I love like seeing on people. I love seeing Rihanna's makeup. I think makeup on her just fits very, very, very well. I love seeing Lady Gaga wearing makeup because it's always so avant-garde and different, or it's like really subtle and chic. Mm-hmm. And Adele, I like hers as well. Hers is like very drag. So I love that. Hers is like full lashes, a harsh contour. I'm like, I live for it.
Yeah.
So definitely those three, Rihanna, styles. Gaga, and
those are good.
Adele, just for different reasons. All of them have very, very, very different aesthetics.
J-Lo maybe in the top five.
J-Lo is literally everything. So that's definitely there. Oh yeah. J-Lo's like, would have been next.
She's
I was like, she's up there.
When you've got nice skin, it really helps. I imagine.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, and then I've seen so many things about J-Lo where she was saying that she just takes care of her skin very, very well.
Yeah.
And it just kind of like happens. Like she doesn't drink and do all these other things. Yeah. So that's really important.
You know, your dad came to your defense recently when a blogger had something not so nice to say about you. How'd that make you feel?
It was amazing. You know, like my dad's such a like macho guy, and he's so just a Mexican, like macho Mexican dude. And so it was always like kind of difficult because I feel like we never really understood each other for so long, you know, through my whole entire life. And I was like, oh my God, I'm the firstborn, but I'm also like the gay one. And it was just like I didn't really know how to fit in. And we kind of were always missing each other on that point. But recently, within the last couple of years, my dad has been like my biggest advocate, and he actually works with me. He's my business manager. And he literally is like the first person to come to my defense. And he's like, no, I will literally like kill anyone that's in like your way. And so he defended me online, and it was just like the coolest feeling, because I never thought like we would get to that point. Just growing up, you know, I also grew up very religious as well. So it's so cool to see that, like, my dad even, he's even told me, he's like, you turned me to someone I never thought I could even potentially be. So it's like such a cool, it's a cool moment that like he had and like that we shared, because I never thought that would happen. And I'm sure he never thought that would happen either. Yeah. So it was really cool.
That's cool to hear. How many brothers and sisters you got?
I have two little brothers.
Two little brothers.
Yeah. So I'm the oldest.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how many years in between you guys?
Four.
4 years in between
you guys? I'm 25 and there's 21 and then there's 17.
Dang.
So we're all 4 years apart.
They took little hiatuses.
Yeah, definitely. I was like, well, I want to be the firstborn and like have my moment. Dang. And so everyone had like their own little moments for sure.
Greca couldn't get a girl, huh?
No. And thank God, because my dad would have literally, it would have been a situation.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been a mess.
I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Go to karaoke song.
Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. I honestly have never even said that once in my life. That was the first thing that came into my mind, but I would probably actually do Part of Your World by Little Mermaid. Part of Your World is definitely gonna be my number one. I don't know where Celine Dion. That's like my best friends. So I just sorry.
That's
random.
Your spirit animal song.
Spirit, yeah. Spirit. My heart going, wow, it's morbid.
Yeah. You better bring it. You can call it Celine Dion. You better get in there. First TV show on your DVR.
Game of Thrones. Nice. I love Game of Thrones.
It's great.
It's literally everything.
Yes, it is. Celebrity crush growing up.
Growing up? Oh my God. Tom Welling, probably.
Dang, growing up. That makes me feel real old. That's like the new Superman, right? The new Superman kid, isn't it?
From Smallville.
But he was Superman.
He was Superman.
He was Superman.
He was like
Smallville,
huge crush of mine where I was growing up. Like, I would watch Smallville and I was like, dying inside.
You need to be rescued.
Yeah, I was like, crap, I'm drowning.
Time travel destination. You can go back to any era.
You know what? I actually probably wouldn't. It's like it's so weird. Like it sounds so terrible. It sounds so terrible. But like I honestly like I think that like the times now, like with what I do, what I like to do and who I am, are the most like liberal, the most open about who I am. And so now like I feel like if I went back like 200 years ago, if I was walking around, people would be like, what in the hell is wrong with you? And they'd be like judging me. So I think that
you can go in the future.
I don't think I would. I would go in the future. I would go to the future and see. Okay. I would definitely go to the future. No, I wouldn't probably go to the past.
Okay. Do you have a New Year's resolution?
It is. I do have one. It is. What the hell? I do have a New Year's resolution, and it is to be more open with people and much more caring and not hold any grudges and just kind of live my year just happy.
So what ultimately do you want to do, Manny? I mean, do you want to develop your own makeup lines or continue to work with Maybelline?
Yes.
Or what? Do you have an end goal?
Yeah, I don't want to be like pigeonholed into anything. Yeah. Not like I don't have to act like in full makeup, but just like just doing other things. I don't want to be in just like one section. I want to do so many things.
You want to remain self-employed.
Yes, exactly. I was like, I'm never going back to another Moss again.
Yeah. Well, you can follow him on Twitter at MannyMua733. What's 733?
That was the only thing that was available. 7 and 3 were my only favorite number, my favorite numbers, and so 73 was taken, and I'm like, crap. 3 is my second favorite number. It was my first favorite number, so I had another 3. Because Manny MUA was taken already, and I was like, dude, really?
Is it Manny Mua? Like that?
No, it's Manny MUA. A lot of people think that.
I thought it was literally
everyone thinks that. I'm not even kidding you. Like, I get it all the time.
Or Mua. That's
no,
good,
I know.
Right?
And it's kind of cute because if I were to put like a lips at the end of it, maybe I would be into it. But it's like acronym for makeup artist. So MUA.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Duh.
Yeah, it's
I'm trying to get creative. Oh, he did a kiss right there.
Yeah, he's like, he's so smart with that. Mwah, no.
What's up with Manny Mua 619?
No, I could have done that. I so could have done that. But then I'm like, no, I don't know. I wish I could just change my name to Manny MUA only, but the 733 just stuck.
No, that's it. Manny Mua 733. Thanks for coming by today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Listen to Mario!
So don't forget, new episodes of Listen to Mario dropping every Friday on allwithmario.com to catch up on the podcast. And please make sure you follow Listen to Mario on iHeartRadio and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get podcasts. More fun next week. Thank you so much for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.